Okay, welcome to another edition of Family Answer Man. Phone lines are now open, 855-279-3758. You can go ahead and call now, 855-279-3758. Any topics related to family, marriage, relationships, parenting, any of those kinds of things, go ahead and call, try to get you in. This show airs on Mondays and Thursday, 8 p.m. Pacific time. And just kind of a disclaimer here, this is an educational show not designed to take the place of psychotherapy. I have to say that since I'm a licensed family therapist, I have to make sure everybody knows this is not going to be instead of, if you're needing counseling or therapy, you still need to do it. But this is educational, and this will provide you a lot of the insight and a lot of good information on the topics that we're covering. Although I'm going to be talking about a specific topic each week, actually twice a week, you can still call on any topic relating to those. For those of you who have missed some of the previous shows, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. Got to put in the .com. blogtalkradio.com/jfitter, J-A-Y-F-I-T-T-E-R. It's blogtalkradio.com/jfitter. To hear older episodes, we just did one the other day on sexting and the long-term implications, which is a really important one for those of you who have young children and teenagers, helping them understand the implications. We also talked about dating and marriage and expectations. We had another episode on that, and discipline and punishment and the motivations behind it. So go ahead and give those a listen. They're all archived if you go to blogtalkradio.com/jfitter. A little bit about myself. I am a licensed family therapist, been in practice for a little over 20 years now. Time is flying. Currently in practicing in Southern California. I also do parenting workshops and speaking engagements at various places throughout Southern California, as well as working in juvenile hall for the kids who didn't quite make the right choices and have to kind of find out some of these things the hard way. And that's one of the goals, to help prevent kids from going down the wrong path. That's one of the main reasons I'm doing this. To have an impact on kids and such like that. So, for those of you who are interested in getting more information about the show, for getting updates on future episodes and the topics, as well as if you want to find out about me speaking at, group, organization, something like that, go to Facebook. Most of you have a Facebook account. And look for Family Answer Man. And if you click like next to that page there, on that page, Family Answer Man, you'll get all the updates on upcoming topics and other information. You can also put your questions there. You can write your questions there on the Facebook page, and I will respond to those as well. Once again, educational show, not designed to take the place of psychotherapy. So feel free to call now at 855-279-3758, toll-free 855-279-3758. Today I want to talk a little bit about working and parenting. Sort of the title I've come up with is An Hour of Overtime versus An Hour of Family Time. Let me start out by saying that this is not designed to be a guilt show, because I know there are plenty of people out there that don't really have much of a choice. You have to get in as much overtime as you possibly can in order to pay the bills, put a roof over your family's head, buy the food, and all the other expenses that goes along with that. So I certainly am very much aware of that, that many of us simply do not have that option. That when our boss says, do you want to work overtime, we do it because that's what we have to do to take care of our family, and that's the responsible thing to do. Some of us don't even have that option. The boss requires us to do it. The problem is that sometimes we tend to put too much emphasis on money. Okay? Everybody wants money. Everybody needs money. But sometimes we put a little bit too much focus on that for things such as toys, adult toys, and boats and trailers and things like that, and things that are really not necessarily essential in life. And the fact of the matter is, our children are looking for role models in life. And what we have to all keep in mind is, it's not a matter of if they will find role models in life, but it's a matter of who they will be. Let's take a look at the average life, because to think they're not going to have role models is not realistic. But let's take a look for a moment at the average day in the life of a child. Most of them go to school for at least 6 hours in a day. So in there, in school, they're being influenced. Now, some of you will say, that's perfect, because all the things they teach in school is exactly lines up with what I feel, my belief system, and so forth like that. Now, some of you, on the other hand, might say, I'm not really totally in line with some of the things the schools teach. Some of the things I'm okay with, but others I don't feel comfortable with. Some of you might deal with issues of creation versus that's what I'm looking for. But, you know, what all is being taught in the school. So some of it, some of us are good with it. Some of us are not okay with it. So realize that our children are exposed to it 6 hours a day of that influence, of that role modeling. Okay? Then we have peers. So your children have friends that they spend time with during school and after school. And some of these kids may be great kids. Great, once again, they are also role models. They're role modeling behavior to how our children should act. And if your children have friends who come from families where you're feeling like, gee, I don't exactly feel great about where these people are coming from and their beliefs, their, you know, the kind of things they do for fun, what they're all about, understand that once again, these kids are role modeling to your children. Then we've got movies. Okay, you look at most movies that teens and young kids want to see. You know, how much violence, how much sexual content, how much language is in there. That's another role model. That's another thing that's bombarding our kids as far as what is right, what is wrong, what kinds of behaviors they should be exhibiting. Then you got music. Okay, the same kinds of issues, the music that our children listen to. That's like the music that's popular today. Music that's popular today isn't necessarily going to portray values that we might aspire to have our children seek towards. Then you have video games. And some of the most popular video games, you know, are filled with violence, filled with the kinds of things that, you know, many kids will say, gee, it's just fun, it's not real. But are they being desensitized to it? Are they being desensitized to the consistent bombardment of violence, of shootings, of all the things that they see of killing that are on videos and things like that? So once again, that's another role model. There was a study out a while back that I read that said that most parents on average spend about 10 minutes per day with their child one-on-one. 10 minutes per day. Now, then some of you are going to say, well, you know what? It's all about quality, not quantity. Okay? Now, I'm big on quality. I can see that quality is important. But I don't care how good the quality is. 10 minutes is not going to make up for 15 or 16 hours of other role modeling behavior that is completely inconsistent with what we're trying to accomplish in that 10 minutes of time. And see, we can tell our children, this is what you should do. This is what you should be. It's like the parent sitting there smoking a cigarette saying, you know what, don't smoke, son. It's not good for you. You know, it doesn't carry a lot of weight. Ultimately, it's our own behavior that's going to influence our children, the choices that they make. For example, you have children raised in a violent home. okay, that child has a much greater chance of going on to become violent in their life, whether it's in their homes or in other places. You see, I see often women in my counseling practice who have been physically abused by their husbands, and we'll talk about what their life was like growing up. In the majority of cases, it's a situation where their father was abusive to their mother, and that's what they learned. That was the role modeling that they got. So they learned that as a parent, as a mother, as a wife, this is the way you can expect to be treated. So children with abusive parents often do become abusive themselves. And so when we think about going back to the topic that I'm referring to as far as parenting, as far as working versus the time with your child, how many of us as adults, when we were younger, we were in Little League games and football or band or something like that, and our parents didn't show up, but they were working? How many of us look back now and say, yeah, I'm sure glad they did that overtime or did that extra work so they weren't at my games? You know, I'm guessing not many, because for a child, it's pretty hard to tell them, you know, I needed to do this so I couldn't make your game tonight. And see, that's the example that we are role modeling. We're role modeling priorities. We're role modeling that this is where you are in the line of priorities for me. You rank here, and these other things rank above that. And then one day when they become adults, we wonder, why is it my child doesn't want to be close to me? Why are they so distant? Once again, if you have any questions, want to call in with comments, 855-279-3758. It's 855-279-3758. So the thing I think we all need to consider is the full cost of the time we spend. Each of us has 24 hours in a day. We can choose to do with it with what we see fit. And if it's, I want to accumulate as much money as I can and do it, well, that's okay. But you know, I've said this before, you generally don't see many hearses pulling a trailer because you can't take it with you. And you don't often hear people at the end of their lives saying, gee, I wish I'd have spent more time at work. I wish I would have spent more time at the office and thing, because at the end of 30, 40 years, they gave me this gold watch. You know, what I hear people saying is, I wish I would have spent more time with family. Okay? Those are the things that we need to consider now. And sometimes it's something as little, you know, and I wanted to mention this too. Sometimes it's something as small as parent-teacher conference. And how many times do we say, I don't want to go to that. You know, try to get the other spouse to go. I don't want to spend an hour at this parent-teacher conference, even though it is only once a year. What message are we giving our child? You know, as far as priority, you know, you're not quite important enough for me to want to set aside an hour to spend this time with you, okay? So that's what I want you guys to think about tonight. I want you to realize that we are role modeling to our children, whether we want to or not. It's not a matter of okay, when I'm doing things right, now I'm your role model, but when I'm making poor choices and not prioritizing you or family and such, then I'm not role modeling. That's not the case. Our children are getting it all day long, and so we need to make sure that the time we do spend with them and the things that they see are what we really want to convey, not just words, not just empty words. Okay, so once again, if you want to hear older episodes, evolution, that was the word I couldn't think of before, so when I was talking about creation, it was evolution. So those of you, sometimes, you know, some people have differing opinions as far as that's concerned, to understand what's being taught in school. And so if you want to have influence, that's where we need to be able to address those topics with our kids. So if you want to look at some of the older episodes, go to blogtalkradio.com/jfitter to listen to some of the topics we talked about. In the near future, I will be having a variety of guests, including authors, school administrators, psychologists, other professionals to help as far as family and parenting issues. So for now, that's it for this evening. Have a good day, and we will be talking again on Thursday. Good night.